tribute to a slain officer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They'll do that again today in New York. Today after former President Trump attended the wake for murdered New York City cop Jonathan Diller.
The Diller family will... You'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working.
Fox's Chandley Painter reports Diller
was killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop. Police say the suspected killer had 21 prior arrests and had just been released on parole. Today will be the second day to pay tribute to Officer Diller at a wake. A memorial march will also be held in his honor.
Now, President Biden was also in New York, and so were protesters.
From the river to the sea.
Hundreds gathered outside Radio City Music Hall, angry over U.S. support for Israel in the war in Gaza. Now, inside, former Presidents Clinton and Obama helped raise $26 million for President Biden's campaign. While House Republicans consider impeaching President Biden, they've already impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the record surge of illegal immigration, but it'll go nowhere in the Democrat-led Senate, which will get the case April 10th. In a new Fox News poll,
President Biden gets low marks in trust to handle immigration policy, which includes the southern border. Only 39% think he can fix the problems. 57%, however, would trust former President Trump to handle border issues.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, it's 1 year to the day since Russia jailed American journalist Evan Gershkovich as an accused spy.
He has done under the most atrocious of circumstances incredibly well.
Wall Street Journal managing editor Paul Beckett in a Fox Nation special.
He's in a cell for 23 hours a day. He gets out for 1 hour a day into an exercise compound. It's just about the same size as his cell, so it's sort of six steps.
The U.S. says Gershkovich is wrongfully detained. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A giant crane is about to be on the scene in Baltimore to help clear out the wreckage of the bridge that collapsed when a cargo ship still grounded at the entrance of the still-closed port crashed into it, killing six construction workers on the bridge. Only two bodies have been found so far.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore outlining four recovery priorities, including clearing the bridge and opening the Port of Baltimore to traffic.
This is not just about Maryland. This is about the nation's economy. The port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in America.
Noting officials must continue to work on recovering the bodies of those killed.
Because it is our obligation to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Also noting taking care of all those affected by the crisis is a top priority, along with rebuilding the bridge. The U.S. Coast Guard will decide where to cut the bridge to lift it out of the water in pieces. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We're being warned about something we don't want to get.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issuing an alert to U.S. doctors this week about an increase in cases of one type of invasive meningococcal disease, most of it due to a specific strain of bacteria. There have already been at least 143 cases reported this year, meaning infections appear to be on track to surpass last year's total of 422 cases. The infection can be treated with antibiotics, but quick treatment is essential. The CDC says about 10 to 15% of infected people die from it, although survivors sometimes suffer deafness and or amputations. John Saucier, Fox News.
On Wall Street, no stock trading for Good Friday after the quarter ended with the Dow and the S&P 500 at record highs. In the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, a number one seed knocked out. North Carolina lost to Alabama. Clemson also upset a two seed Arizona. Illinois beat Iowa State, and defending champion Connecticut beat San Diego State. All those teams advancing to the Elite Eight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.